My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you aboard. Okay, that's sufficient. TJ joining us. We are going to get to the callers as well. But TJ, before we get to have a good time and talk about how the Lions are going to win by a million on Sunday, we got to talk about the Tua thing, and I'll get you up to speed because I know your schedule's packed with golf and couch time. So,
fair. Rico, why do you allow this man to slander me when I'm not here?
It's not slander. It's true. What were you doing yesterday?
I'm sitting in the parking lot, and I hear, oh, TJ at the bar. Oh, the guy's out there drinking.
Yeah, well, you like to be on a sandbar on the weekend. True or false? You know why?
That's not what you meant.
You wanna know why? You wanna know why?
That's not what you meant.
I'll tell you why, TJ. Because random weekend texts, TJ starts firing them off to me. Oh, that's right. He just starts, oh, what's going on with your boys? Oh, boy. They not look, looking good.
Oh, Sparty, more like Shardy. Okay. Thanks, Rico. I said they look dangerous. Rico said dangerously bad. So yes. I didn't say anything bad. You did.
So, look, we brought this up. We all watched. My response to it is I can't make a demand that this guy retires. I just know as someone who watches the sport, I've normalized injuries. Part of the game. Yeah. On average, 6 players get hurt per game, every game, per week in the NFL. It's that I don't want to see him anymore. When it's the same guy with the same injury, and it's a brain injury, and it's the same. TJ, it happened last night. I go, get this guy out of this game. And get him into a different career.
Yeah.
I want to know where you're at.
It's starting
to get scary. That's my point.
It's starting to get scary, and it's happening quite frequently, right? I mean, almost every single year he's going through this.
It's 4 in under 2 years.
And it's now. Last year he escaped, you know, any concussion. He played relatively healthy.
Yeah, and you look at around the league, I mean, there's a bunch of guys right now that are, you know, limited in practice with concussions. Maybe things pop up, you know, on Monday or Tuesday after a game, but when you watch it live and you see the reaction and you see how scary it is, I mean, you're going to draw a bigger reaction from people watching. It's scary, man. It is. And I went through a bunch of concussions. I mean, I think probably 5 or 6 documented and maybe a handful other ones where I was just like, I'll just see how I feel right. Tomorrow. Right. I don't want to go say anything because I know automatically, you know, it's a 5-day process once you're in the protocol. And so there's part of that where, you know, not a lot of people got to see, you know, maybe some happened in practice, but they're scary. And ultimately that's what made me walk away from the game. You know, my last year I had one against Dallas
and Minnesota. So
the Minnesota one was the last game I played in. It started off as a neck injury, and then as we progressed throughout the next couple weeks, I started feeling it was something more. And that one was scary because it was maybe 3 weeks after I had the one in Dallas. And, you know, spending time with physicians and neurologists, and you start to learn more about brain injuries and the impact. I think the neurologist put it very simply for me, where, you know, if you're just getting punched in the arm and eventually you're going to get a Charlie horse, and then, you know, somebody might come up and just tap you, but it might hurt a lot, right? Because the more impacts you take, it's the harder it is for your brain to recover, just like more a lot of other muscles. But I've had a ton of, not a ton, but I think every concussion is different, right? There's some where you might get diagnosed on a Sunday and you might come in Monday morning and say, okay, feel great, right? Like everything's calm, you know, settled down. The lights aren't bothering me. You know, maybe give me another day. Okay, by Tuesday, yep, I'm good to go, right? And that was before, maybe my first couple of years before they instilled really the protocol, right? I've had concussions where, you know, it takes a week sometimes before you're feeling better. And unfortunately, the last one I had that really made me walk away from the game was, and I was, look, I was 10 years in. I kind of knew that I was at the end of my career anyways. I wasn't a young player, thankfully, that had to make that decision. But that one lasted probably a couple months. And I think for me, the scary part was my kids were old enough to start being concerned. I would come home and, you know, my family's like, they really started getting concerned. And that's what hit me the hardest, is when my family started to get worried about me getting injured.
Yeah.
I really had to shift my priorities, you know, and it's tough. But a guy like Tua, man, like, he's a young player, right? And I think he is a really good player, but this is scary. You know what I mean? And just seeing the reactions there, and yesterday wasn't it didn't seem like a major impact, right? Head to head. I mean, he did get jolted a little bit, but I had a similar response my last year too, where we'd be in practice and I remember you go block a linebacker and you're like, oh my goodness, he just blew me up. And then you get in the meeting room, you know, 2 hours later, and you look at it and you're like, no, it couldn't have been that play. Like, I've made that block 1,000 times. And then you start thinking, oh my goodness, like, the little impacts feel like explosions now. And I think that's what Tua is going through. I think every little impact that he's having now is having a major, major response when it comes to his brain. DJ. And it's scary. But he's, you know, like I said, every concussion could be different. He could show up today and say, you know, guys, yeah, it kind of threw me off, but you know what? I actually feel pretty good. I don't know how he's going to respond. And I'm not suggesting that.
So what's it like?
Take
us behind the curtain. Because you went through this, doctors, family members, like, what are the people saying who are around you? What did they tell you? Or did you just internalize all of this and come up with this decision all on your own?
I think it was a collective decision. And, you know, going into I think I was in my second year with Detroit, probably knew I wasn't coming back the next year. And I kind of knew, I always told myself, I don't want to be a guy that hangs on forever. And by the end of my career, I'm playing terrible. And I still felt like I was playing good, but I kind of knew going into training camp that probably going to be my last year. But once you have the concussions, and I think the first concussion against Dallas was kind of scary because the impact was major. I couldn't really remember anything right after. I was kind of wobbly, right? The balance was off. Probably 3-4 days later, started feeling better. So it was scary, don't get me wrong, but it's like, okay, I'm back to normal by Wednesday or Thursday of the same week. The scary part is when they happen consistently, you know, not back to back weeks, but you're, you know, every 3 or 4 weeks, man, I got my bell rung. And then it gets to a point, shoot, do I want to say something? You know what I mean? If I say something, I'm out for another week and I'm letting the team down. But I think when it came to the brain injuries, and this is taking a long time, but there's no more toughness when it comes to brain injuries, right? If I mess a knee up or an ankle or a shoulder or a wrist, like, let's figure it out, right? I'll deal with that in the offseason. I'll get something fixed. But I think with all the information we have now when it comes to concussions and the brain injuries and potential down the road, you have to make an adult decision. You have to be smart. And I don't know. I heard John this morning talking about it. Hey, if it was me, you know, I would keep playing, right? Like, you understand the risks. And even me to this day, 5 years retired now, there's nothing I would have changed about my career. You know, I would have still done the same thing after concussions, or maybe not reporting some because I knew we had a big game the next week and I knew I had to play. Maybe I'd take it easy Wednesday and Thursday, but I know the team needs. But I think that with the more information we have now regarding traumatic brain injuries, I think that a lot of players are starting to be smart and just starting to make difficult decisions. I mean, I go back and I think who was the linebacker that played? I think he was at Wisconsin. He
was Borland.
Chris Borland, right? And he was a linebacker, and he was a good player. And he walked away from the game very early. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't an all-pro guy or anything, but he was early in his career.
It was like second year, wasn't it?
And he made, yeah, I think it was. And he made the decision, I don't want to do this anymore. Luke Kuechly was a guy. I think career probably ended a couple years too early. He was still in his prime. So it is incredibly difficult because this is what, this is your profession, man. It's hard to walk away from. And it's hard to walk away from. If it's not on your, if you're, it's not on your own terms. Did it, you know what it, I mean? So it's just,
and Mike,
it's,
I'm sorry.
It's sticky. I don't care. It's just a sticky. Oh, yeah. I've already done three radio shows today.
Did it make it easier because you had a Super Bowl ring?
No, I think what made it easier for me is that my kids were getting older and my kids were starting to look at me and really be afraid every time I got hurt. I'd come home days where my knee's banged up or I'm in a boot, you know, mess my ankle up or, hey, I got to go get surgery on my shoulder. Like, that didn't worry me. But when it came to the brain stuff and the concussion stuff, I remember like laying in bed at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, just a dark room, and my kids coming in, like looking at me, like almost in tears, right? Because they were scared. That's what made it easier for me. And I think it also made it easier that I was 10 years in. And like I said, I kind of had a feeling that probably the last year of my career, no matter what. Yeah. So I think that made it easier for me. And I think that's what makes it harder on younger players because Tua has got his 26. Entire career ahead of him, you know?
The question I have, TJ,
and he signed a big contract, so there's a lot of people relying on you. That stuff, that weighs on you.
It does. Well, here's how it was explained to me this morning, talking to a couple of people, is if he goes to see a doctor or he gets multiple opinions and the doctors say, look, you are absolutely in danger if you continue to play. Our recommendation is for you to shut it down. If he then shuts it down, he gets the full injury guarantee on the contract, which is, I believe, $93 million. That is the injury guarantee.
Yeah.
So my question is, when you go and you see these neurologists, how forward are they about a hard recommendation of you should stop playing, or they say, look, this is my best advice, do what you want? Like, how does that work?
It's got to be a collective decision, I think. But okay. Going back to my time, I remember I saw the neurologist after the Dallas game, and I missed it the next week. Probably would have been ready to go, but just, you know, precautionary. Hey, let's give you another week. And after the first concussion, it was, listen, and we went through every step and explained it. And like the way I told you about a Charlie horse, right? Your brain is weak right now. You might feel good, but one little impact might cause another one. And that's the thing I think scares doctors and neurologists the most. When you start seeing them back to back and you start seeing, oh man, I barely got hit and a bell got rung, right? And I think that the first time was, you know, hey, I recommend, listen, this has potential to cause another one, which then can cause further concern. Mm-hmm. But I'd never had a doctor tell me, you need to stop playing. You can't do this. It's your decision, but I'm just going to give you my professional advice. And there's potential it could keep happening, right? And if it does keep happening, then we got to start rethinking. And then when I went back, you know, later after, you know, I had the neck injury and then some symptoms a couple weeks after that, I think that was the, I think the doctor looked at me and said, okay, we had this conversation a month ago.
Yeah.
You know, we got it. You got to talk to your family. We got to be smart.
It's why I wonder what's, because Rico and I were talking about it, and I just brought up the idea of it'll be short-term IR. There's no scenario he clears a base protocol. He'll be out at least a month. But like Rico said it, and he's right. What the hell? The league can't withstand a PR hit of him going out there in 4 weeks and it happened again.
Yeah.
So, like, is he, in your mind, just your opinion, is he done for the year to where this will be handled in the offseason and there will be a decision made? There's no way he can play again this year, right?
I think you're right. And only because I think that the highlights and the impacts and the aftermath of his arm standing up and what do they call it, that fencing position are just so, they're horrifying, right? So I think every time that he takes the field, it's going to be in the back of everybody's mind, right? This guy takes one hit. My goodness, what's going to happen next? You know what I mean? I think that's got to be in the back of your mind. So hopefully, you know, I don't know how much the NFL will control that, but hopefully the Dolphins, you know, have the sense to kind of put, and look, I'm not saying throw the season in. Obviously, Tua is a big part of that offense. That's a hard decision you got to make, but hopefully they look after the person, Tua, and not just the competitive aspect of he gives us a better chance to win. We got to go win these games, right? We got a good team. Hopefully they can put that to the side and give him at least some ample time. I don't know if it's the rest of the season, but I'm like, I think it's at least short-term IR.
Yeah.
Just because you don't want him making decisions this week or even next week.
Dude,
you want to make sure
early,
you give somebody ample time to go do all the testing and talk to people and talk with your family and
It's like Tua. I'll see you in November. That's the earliest you're coming back.
All right. If you guys have questions for TJ, you have opinions on Tua, you want to talk Lions, we're here for all of it. Really good stuff, TJ. 248-539-9797. We will get to the phones next. 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, let's get to the people, whether it's the Tua issue or you want to start talking Lions and Bucks, because we'll get TJ's opinion. I happen to think the Lions are going to hit this team with a flaming garbage can. We'll get to it. Let's go to Ivory, 97.1. Ivory, how you doing?
I'm all right. How about so?
Excellent. Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Yeah, so, you know, my thing is, you know, at some point, like the NFL, I know it's easy for me to say because I'm a fan and I have never played the game. I'm not in that situation, so I don't really want to – it kind of is easy for me to say, but I get that aspect of it. But the reason why I called was it kind of disgusts me sometimes, You know, like, I listened to an interview that McDaniels, the coach, had. And he was saying, like, whoa, you know, we got to wait on, you know, speaking for this guy in his future. No, let's be real. You're worried about your job. You know, you're worried about winning. Because just like the – and it's odd, just like you said, Rico, you know, that the guy that hit him or he hit, you know, Hamlin – that still bugs me. Like, dude, you almost died on the field. Why are you still playing? I don't understand. As a citizen, I don't understand that. So with Tua, it's like, if you're the Dolphins, if you're the NFL, do you care about the person or do you care about the player? And at this point with Tua, at least at the very, I mean, minimum, I don't want to see him on the field this year again. If he steps on a football field again this year, what are we doing, man?
I'm with
because
you.
The risk, it's not about, okay, you go to a doctor. Well, you're. What's more important to you? Like, what is the reality of what's more, like you said, TJ, about your family and your kids? He's got kids. What's more important? The next time you step on a field, that's you already have four. Like, what are we doing?
And Ivory, to your point, and it's something TJ brought up, and I'm not saying it's nefarious, but, like, it's right. Four that we know of. There's probably
right.
Countless
like,
others.
Know of.
Right. So I'm so, with you.
Like, I know, like, I'm not in his position. I know that you guys, like TJ, you guys play the game. It's easy for me as a fan to just sit back, you know, and go to my job and say this. But I'm saying when you see these things on TV, when you see that and you know little things, it's like what's really – and then PR hit that you would take as a back end of that. But what first and foremost, the player, if you're the Dolphins and you're Mike – if you really care about Tua, you see McDaniels kissing him on the cheek and – you know, doing all this and that. If you really cared about him and you really cared, he's like, oh, we can't make that mistake of just making a decision for him. Yes, you can. You go to the Dolphins, and even as his teammates, as players, you're like, this guy's back on the field again? Oh, my God. It's hard. You don't want to even hit the guy because it's like, well, what's going to happen next? I'm just saying,
TJ, go ahead.
What's more important?
No, you're right, and we don't know what they're talking about behind closed doors. I thought Mike McDaniels handled it well today. I think he said, look, we don't want to make – I'm not going to come out and say anything about what he should do with his career because all that's going to do is put more pressure on Tua right now, who's probably feeling – awful today, right? And even if he is able to move around and, you know, they tell you don't watch TV, don't look at your phones, but, you know, they don't want to put any more, I think, pressure and anxiety on him right now in this moment, a day after the game. So I thought the coach handled it well today by basically just talking about the person to,
but I think
instead
long-term,
of, you know, how's this going to affect you next week or the rest of the year? He didn't want to go there because the last thing you want is Tua picking up his phone and or getting blown up, you know, in a ton of texts when the guy's going through a concussion. Exactly, right? So I think he handled it well today just by talking about the person and just, hey, you know, our focus is going to be doing whatever we have to do to, you know, make sure he's feeling better and, you know, take this thing probably, you know, day by day, if not week by week.
But long term, the problem I have, and I think Rico shares this, how the hell do you look yourself in the mirror if you're the Miami Dolphins and you allow this guy to play for your franchise again? There has to be an element from the franchise because, again, I understand, obviously, it's all about money. But there has to be a space left for people. This is something so different from a knee or a shoulder, et cetera.
Mike, and I'm going to take it a step further. I think it's not a Dolphin thing. I think it's an NFL thing.
Yeah.
Because he is one of the faces of the NFL. This is not some low-level punter, somebody you didn't know who he was. I mean, no offense, but most people didn't know who Damar Hamlin was until the incident happened. This is Tua. We all know him from his days at Alabama and being a top pick.
He's
and
a star.
The league.
You're right.
He's
visibility.
A superstar.
Yeah.
It's almost has to come from the NFL to kind of let the Dolphins off the hook and just tell all the other owners, if the Dolphins let this guy go, nobody picks him up. He's just going to ride out into the sunset.
Wouldn't be the first time the NFL did that.
Yeah. We're going to,
whoops.
We're just going to allow him to go into the sunset. We're going to look the other way. He's going to call you. Don't answer that call. Just let this man walk. We're doing it for his own good.
Yeah, and didn't Andrew, what was Andrew Luck's injury? He had neck issue, I think, with the Colts, wasn't it? I know it wasn't concussion, but I think it was a neck issue that he had. And the Colts actually did right by him by saying, you know what, we know this wasn't your fault. We're actually going to pay you the rest of your contract that you signed, and we're going to keep you around and be a part of this team. It's a day after, right? I don't know what this is going to look like in a month or two from now, but I think there is a way, Rico. And but look, you're football players too, man. You have so much pride. Like John was talking about this morning, you have so much pride. You don't want to be known as a guy that got hurt early in his career and had to walk away. And
well, would you rather be known as the guy who has to wear a diaper?
I'm just saying, you have that internal pride that you don't want that label.
It's why I asked you the question, did it matter that you had a Super Bowl ring? Because I got to think for Tua, I don't have a ring. This is what I'm playing football for. This is what I've been training for since I was 6 and 7 years old. I wanted to hoist that Lombardi trophy. And when you look at guys like back in the day of Steve Young and Troy Aikman, they had Super Bowl rings. Their careers got cut short. They were star quarterbacks. But I think it may have been a little easier for them just to say, yep, I've already achieved that prize. I'm never going to do it again. But at least I got there a couple of times.
Yeah, I think he's probably too young to have that thought. And just knowing... Young players, I don't think have that. Don't get me wrong. You want to win a Super Bowl. That's the ultimate goal. But young players, it's more about, hey, I got to get that contract. And then once you get to year 8, 9, 10, you're sitting there thinking, I got to win a ring, man. Like, I've been in this league for this long now. I haven't won anything, right? That's the only thing I'm missing. I got all the money I need in the bank. Now I got to go. I really got to focus on going to win. No, I don't think so. I mean, what'd you say, Mike? 26. He was 26. Like, he doesn't have the pressure on him.
But he's got right all now the money that some of these veteran needs.
Quarterbacks have. No, I agree with you, but I think that just in my experience, that attitude comes more with veteran players, guys that are in their 30s, guys that are in, you know, 10, 11, 12 years that want to go to a team and they don't care if they sign for minimum. They just want a chance to go finally win a ring.
We'll get to the calls in a moment. We'll get to the picks at 3:45. I want TJ's opinion on whether I'm overconfident about this game with the Bucks. TJ's going to pop a fresh little zinny in there and get set for the next segment. Very exciting. All right, David, a couple of ticket texts. We will not repeat what TJ said to Stoney moments ago. And then we'll get to the callers, shall we?
That was in confidence.
Good job, everybody. I'll see you later, Mike. All right, go ahead,
just
David.
Wow.
Yeah, someone is asking you a question, TJ. This is, could he play with one of those extra padded practice helmet covers? Would that help him?
I've never used one of those, the Guardian helmets. My understanding from a lot of guys that have been forced to wear them in practice the last couple years are they...
They don't work. Careful.
A lot of guys don't think they work.
They don't work. I'll say it for you.
Most of the guys hate them, and I don't think a lot of guys think they work. Because it's not necessarily about the impact that you take on your head as much as it is about the jolt, right? And those don't prevent...
It's your brain, rattling inside your skull.
You get hit hard or you hit your head off the turf, your brain's going to move in your skull. And I don't think the Guardian helmets, maybe they help through some of the impact, you know, temple to temple or things like that, but... I've never worn one, but I've had a lot of guys tell me that they do not like them and they don't think they
well. Think of it like this: if they really work that well, somebody would be wearing them in games. Well,
it's happened a few times.
It actually happened Sunday. Daniels, I believe, is his name for the Steelers, wore it, and there's a video of J.J. Watt. They asked him about it, and he basically says what you're saying, or a lot of players are saying. It doesn't really make a difference.
Yeah, and like I said, that's what I've heard. I've never worn the thing. I've never tried it out. I don't know, but I would tell you, probably 100% of the guys I've talked to do not like them. So, I just think it's more about the rattle. I mean, you know, the brain moving around in your head. That's what causes most of the concussion.
David, go ahead.
Roger in Ypsilanti says he's a grown man. If he chooses to continue his craft, nobody except for his family should have an issue with it. I agree he should choose life after football, but it's his choice to make.
However, you do play in a league that you signed a contract to play in. It is an entertainment product. When you have something on national television that is very hard to explain to kids, it's very hard to watch as an adult, and it's the same guy with the same injury, it's really no different than a boxer who has been a tomato can his whole career, and horrific knockout after horrific knockout. It's not different. I mean, it looks different, but it's not.
Well, not even a tomato can, Mike. He could be a champion, and you just all of a sudden, like, when you saw Ali the late years.
And that's what someone texted about.
Or
you know, local boxer around here, and you see him around, it's like, wow, yeah. He took a lot of hits to the head.
So it's I just disagree that it can be left up to the player, because the player very rarely will make the choice that's the right choice in the name of, they don't want to give up what they've worked their whole life to do.
Yeah, I think I just have a different perspective, but I'll be honest with you. If I saw Tua come back out in a month, I wouldn't be disgusted by it. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people would.
And I don't
they
would think blame you're a bad NFL person.
No, because you're feeling that way. I'm not saying TJ, that. I'm thinking if you're an offensive lineman, you're probably telling yourself, I got to make sure I protect this man.
And like I said earlier, I just think that there's so much the pride, the competitiveness, right? The thing, the job you've been working your entire life for, it's incredibly difficult. I just understand what goes on behind it. And look, if Tua decides to come back and play again this year, who am I to sit there and say he didn't consult with the best neurologist? He did not consult with his family. That he's just going out there and saying, I don't care, screw it. I got to go out here and earn my money. I just signed a big contract. I'm competitive. I want to win. I got to be here for my teammate. Who am I to say that's the wrong decision? And like I said, every concussion's different. I mean, maybe he shows up tomorrow at work and he's like, guys, man, yeah, that was scary. But, you know, feel great. Like, yeah, pretty good.
And with every concussion being different, you got to think about, you know, Tua had a helmet built for him to try to minimize the concussions.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
I think he's passed that point. Let's go to Josh, 97.1. Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Ivory had a really good call. I liked a bunch of the points that he pointed out, but like you guys have pretty much covered it. I agree with both of you on different regards. I do think it's going to be hard for him to step away, but I do think that would be the right decision. There's been a lot of athletes that have had their careers cut down in their prime. It's unfortunate, but I mean, that's, you got to look at life after football, like you guys have pointed out.
So what's your reaction as a fan, Josh, when you watch it, you see it, it's the same player with the same injury. Does it make it harder for you to watch, or are you able to just block it out?
My immediate thought when I saw that play last night was, well, his career's over. Yep. And then I couldn't believe that it was Hamlin is the one that hit him. Then I was like, wow, that's full circle now.
That there was a cruel irony to that. I know.
Yeah, very much so. But, yeah, you guys do a great job. You're my favorite show on the station.
Thank you, buddy.
And
thank you.
Keep busting the chops of those holier-than-thou blowhards over in Ann Arbor.
Oh, no, no problem. I got you covered.
Hey, man, that's not called for.
Shut your mouth, you holier-than-thou scumbag. That's never, for you, Josh.
I don't know, Mike, because according to that show, morning show, you would have me killed off in a horror movie, so.
Oh my God! What
you wouldn't? Yeah, it was who would get killed first in a horror movie at this station? What? And you would just take off and run and leave us all to fend for ourselves.
Oh, I know why they said that. Isn't it the black guy always dies first in the horror films?
Yep.
Isn't that LL Cool J in Deep Sea or whatever?
No, he survived.
He's the reverse
of the reverse. No, I said what would happen is, they would send me and Dave, hey, there's some noise out in the woods. Can you two go out there and check out and see what happens?
And
Chad. While you're at it, why don't you call up Brian Chapman, see if he wants to join you?
He's used to the nighttime, though.
Right. Hey, I can guide it by the sun and the star and the moon and the stars.
Wait a minute. Did you just whistle by the graveyard that was Kenny's?
Yes.
Top rope elbow.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Holy Hulk Hogan leg drop. My goodness.
Yes. Wait, it's like Scooby-Doo. We find out that the killer really was him.
Right.
Chapman takes more strays around here.
You're like, I'm going to get that shift those guys got.
248-539-9797. All right, the picks are coming up next. TJ, a sizzling week one to start the season.
I'm not surprised.
Quit now. Just quit now, TJ.
Come on. There was no surprise. I was trying to build you up. Oh, to hell with it. My goodness.
It's expected.
All right. It is week two, and it is time for the picks. TJ Lang, your champion for week one. We are on to Cincinnati. All right. Tonight, actually really good football game if you're bored. Number 20, Arizona, travels to the Little Apple to take on number 14 K-State. They're laying 7.5. We go to Rico Beard.
Kansas State is laying the 7.5, Mike. I need Kansas State to win this game because I have him in my playoffs. So I'm going Kansas State. I'm going with the Wildcat.
Over to Kenny Cott.
Hello, Jennifer. K-State might win the game, but they will not cover. Haven't covered yet. 0-2 against the spread this year. I'll take Arizona and the points.
Over to Hatchett.
Arizona's in the Big 12. Good luck. Kansas State all day in this one.
Mr. TJ Lang.
I'm taking the Wildcats.
Same. Avery Johnson. Learn the name.
I thought you were going to pick up on that. They're both
Wildcats.
Oh,
I get what you did there.
Give me the purple Wildcats.
I thought you. I made a bad assumption. Come on, dude. I'm sorry.
Got a couple hours left before the weekend, Mike.
I know. Listen.
Come on. Dial it in, bud.
All day. Avery Johnson. Give me K-State. Right. Exactly. All right, Alabama travels to Wisconsin. They're laying 16.5, like Rico at his dentist.
You know what? It's a married woman. We're going to move on from that. Wisconsin is not that good. They are still trying to figure out the offense. Alabama, I think, is going to go into Madison and roll them. I got Alabama. They will definitely cover.
Kenny Cott.
You might be right, Rico. In fact, you probably are, but ain't no way in hell I'm picking Alabama. Give me Wisconsin and the points.
All right, we go to David.
Well, I'll go ahead and do that. Orbital, ramming, speed, Bama all day.
Atta, baby. Go ahead, Teach.
Yeah, it's going to be much like Texas in the Big House last week, just an ass-kicking. And, Mike, you told me Wisconsin stinks.
They do.
I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to take Bama.
You hire Phil Longo to run a spread RPO no-huddle deal. They take 27 seconds per play.
Ooh.
Yeah, things are going great. Give me Bama. Notre Dame at the Spoiler Makers. Line currently sitting at 9.5. Rico Beard.
You know what? I look at this game. Purdue, it's at Purdue. This is one where everybody on the Boilermakers team all thought that we were good enough to play for the Irish. But unfortunately, they're going to find out that they are not good enough to play for the Irish. Give me Notre Dame and Riley Leonard.
Over to Kenny Cott.
This is not a lie. Notre Dame was 10-2 against the spread last year. Give me the Fighting Irish.
David.
Just like the OJ said, all above the love train is going to be Purdue all day in this one.
TJ.
Yeah, Rico gave Notre Dame the kiss of death, anointing them in the playoffs after week one. I think he's going to regret that. I'm not sure if Purdue wins the game, but that passing attack, they're going to keep it interesting. I'm taking Purdue.
I'm with TJ on this. The defensive scheme Purdue wants to run, it's all man, it's all press, tons of blitzing. Are we sure Riley Leonard's actually a passing quarterback?
No.
Yes.
Give me Purdue with the points. This is a classic at one of the cathedrals of college football. Prairie View catching 40.5 at Spartan Stadium. Rico.
Mike, the Prairie View Panthers are going to come into Michigan State. I had to look this up. Actually, Evan did for me. With the last time the Spartans actually scored 40 or more points was Richmond, and we all know what happened after the Richmond game last year.
All right.
So I'm going to take Prairie View. And the points.
Okay, we go to Kenny.
The touchdown play has returned to Michigan State, but 40.5 is way too many points. Give me Prairie View.
Oh, okay. I know what DJ's doing, and I'm not. I am ignoring that. David.
I don't know how to feel now that Kenny and Rico went the side that I was going to lean to, so whatever. I'll still do it. Prairie View.
Over to DJ. You can't. TJ, you can't.
I get 40 points is a lot, man. Okay. I don't think I could do that unless it's a top 10 team. Michigan State's gotten better, don't get me wrong, but my goodness, well,
they haven't scored 40
points
since Richmond. I've seen Ohio State score 40, but Michigan State.
I mean, it might be 38, but I can't take. Michigan State's going to kill them, but 40
I won't.
Points,
look, either way, Lord, I won't
gotta
be watching.
I got to take Just Prairie View.
Give me Michigan State. The TV will get turned at halftime.
40.5 points.
I won't watch. Lord. Go to Michigan laying 22.5, taking on Arkansas State. Rico.
I think Michigan.
Thanksgiving.
Michigan will win this game, but historically speaking, they've always had problems with a mobile QB. I think it'll happen again. Give me Arkansas State and the points.
Go to Kenny. I'm sure he's pulling for his birthplace.
No, I'm going to take Michigan laying the points all because of Dono.
Dono. the Friends of Karsh. We go over to David.
I would love to select Dino and Company, but I can't. Arkansas State.
I got to take Arkansas State, too. Michigan's offense is boring. I don't think they have one single exciting player on that
Dono.
Offense.
Could be Samaj Morgan, missed the first down when we're down 30.
It's just a rough offense. And this could be a look-ahead week, too. You got USC coming in town next week. I got to take Arkansas State to cover. Michigan wins game.
Can you look ahead after a loss?
Okay, then.
Yeah, got USC
save it for a segment, please. Michigan.
Texas going to linger.
Give me the Wolverines. All right, let's go to Sunday in the National Football League. Bengals catching 6. They travel to Arrowhead. Rico.
6 points is way too many points, Mike. I think this is going to be like a playoff game. I think the Chiefs win, but not by 6. Give me the Bengals and the points.
Over Kenny.
If this got to a touchdown, I'd say the Bengals, but 6, give me the Chiefs.
All right, David.
No, the Bengals are desperate. I do believe the Bengals here.
TJ?
No T. Higgins, and the Bengals are pretty notorious for starting every year 0-2.
Zach Taylor, 1-8 in September.
Exactly. Not very good. I think the Chiefs, look, much like the Lions' passing attack last week, wasn't great. Travis Kelce caught 3 balls for 30 yards. I think he's going to be more active this week, and I think the Chiefs won big.
All right, give me the Chiefs. I hate this because Mahomes never covers spreads of north to 3, ever. He covers like 40% of the time.
Yet another reason why I'm taking
the
Bengals.
Stop living in the past. All right.
Rams at Cardinals. Cards laying 1. Rico.
Rams are missing so many different players. I'm going to believe in Arizona. It's just a 1 point. Just win the game. Don't lose the lead in the fourth quarter. Give me the Cardinals.
Kenny Cott.
I'm going to take the Rams. I think they might win outright, but I'll take the point.
Well, considering it's a 1 point spread, Kenny.
What a ballsy move.
Bold flavor, Kenneth.
Kenny, who wins?
Hey, it's a pick 'em. You know, I think this team might win outright.
Can you lose by half a point?
We go to David.
I'm just going to say the Cardinals here.
Oh, man. I think this is the toughest one we got on the card. Rams, Cardinals. I know the Rams are missing a bunch of O-line pieces.
You might be playing O-line.
The toughest one on the card is still coming.
The Cardinals pass rush I just don't like. So I think the Rams are going to be fine. And Matthew Stafford was
awesome.
On fire last week. And that Rams defense, I know not a lot of big names, but they're young. They fly around. I think they're going to go to Arizona and get that.
You got
I'm going to take the Rams. I'm going to take the Rams to cover.
Yeah, I like that. They cover
how about
the
that
one
for some balls.
I'll go to Cards one time. They'll look great in the first half and then probably fall apart again. It's what they do. Bears Texans Sunday Night Football. You better have that Greg drop somewhere, David. Bears catching 6.5. Rico.
You know what? This is a game where the Bears was everybody's hot team, but to quote Kenny, when it comes to college, I think this is orbital ramming speed for the Texans. Give me Houston.
Jeez.
Not even close.
6.5.
Oof. Not even close.
Kenny?
Yeah, Rico, I'm with you. I don't know about ramming speed, but I'll lay the 6.5.
David.
Texans.
That's your boy, Greg.
No, thank you on the Bears.
Over to Thomas John.
I'm taking the Texans.
Same.
Caleb Williams, it's going to take him a while.
TJ, I'm telling you, it's going to be
Sunday Night Football.
I know, but it's just awful with all these big spreads. And it's like, how do I make a case for some of these teams? The Bears, without 14 points off turnovers / special teams, they get blown out last week by the Titans. Joe, why is this on here?
This is the toughest game.
Giants at the Commanders. Well, Commanders laying 1.5.
You said Texans in a blowout.
No. This game is the toughest
coming
game.
Coming up next. Okay, yeah. I got you.
Commanders.
A teaser.
Yes.
Jacks, baby.
How can we further ruin Big G's life? Here we go.
Giants at the Commanders.
Kenny thinks the Giants might win outright.
You know what? That's a horrible team. You know I'm sorry. Hey, Big G, earmuffs. Earmuffs, Big G. They're not going to win this game, Mike. They're going to get killed.
Kenny,
give me the Commanders.
Do you want to see my dad have a will to live?
I think the Giants could win this one outright. Give me New York.
Yes! Please, for
Come
him.
On, you got to say it. The G-Man.
G-Man! Kenny really reveals new talents every time we talk to him. David.
I'm going to go Commanders here.
That's nice. Abuse an old, white, elderly man. That's good.
He's not old.
That's good. Well, he ain't young. TJ.
I'll show Kenny how to do it. Give me Jaden Daniels in the command. Sorry, Big G. Love you, buddy.
David, right here. That's a personal foul. That was unbelievable by you.
Come on.
Just one time, please.
Come on. You see Daniel Jones trying to throw the ball last week?
One time! For my dad, you rat bastards.
Maybe next week.
Will you take it, Mike?
Giants.
Gotta say it.
G-man.
I don't have the ability to be excited about this garbage. All right. Bucks, Lions. Lions laying 7.5. Rico Beard.
Mike, I think this is a game that's going to be a lot like a 7-on-7 game where both teams are going to pass the ball around. The Lions will win it, but they will not cover. Give me the Bucks in the points.
Kenny, you know what to do.
Bucks secondary all banged up. Lions offense returns to form. Give me the Motor City Lions.
There you go. David.
No iffy means it's iffy for the Lions. Let's go Bucks.
Okay, over to TJ.
I think the Bucks are a good team. I think they play good defense. They're missing some secondary pieces, no doubt.
Yeah, all
but
of
Baker,
them.
Baker Mayfield is he's a scrapper, man. I think the Lions win this game, but I think against good teams, it's hard to win by more than a touchdown. So I'm looking more at a 4, maybe 5-point game, but I got to take the Bucks cover.
Garbage can. Give me the Lions. Bucks are coming up this here with no secondary orbital ramming speed. The Bucks look all pretty, all dressed up. Ooh, you beat the Commanders. It's a whole different deal. We're going to send them home in a box, Kenny. Give me the Lions. Lay the points.
This is why you're taking the G-men over to Commanders?
Yes. Commanders are ass. I've had enough. Stop ruining my dad's life.
Not the Giants.
Giants ain't much better.
I am
Spider-Man
aware.
Meme.
I am aware. Those are the picks. Woo! 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.